This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma, and as usual, we're going to go through some ideas that might help us improve our life. Actually, I'm not a preacher and I did not have the intention to lecture you as a preacher. It's a heart-to-heart whisper and we'll have some time to think about things that matter the most in our life as human beings. Well, as for today, we are going to talk about motivation and making efforts to change our life. We all know that for every single being in this world, there's a share that's been decided by the Almighty Lord. And He alone is the dispenser of our share in life. He's the one who writes the destiny. And through His providence, we make our living. As we have it in the Holy Book of Quran, chapter and verse number 59, that says, "And with Him are the keys of the invisible. None but He knows them. And He knows what is in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but He knows it. Not a grain amid the darkness of the earth, not of wet or dry, but it is noted in a clear record." As we see, there's nothing in this world that happens without Allah knowing it or recording it in a clear book. There are some people who believe that no matter what they do, their destiny has been predetermined and there's nothing they can do to change it. They have a rather naturalistic or just let's call it deterministic point of view, which is not true, of course, according to our religion. Allah Himself asks us to try to do our best and has promised to shower us with His blessings. So all our efforts are not going to go without any purpose. He has said in the Holy Book of Quran, "لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى," which means that man shall have nothing but what he strives for. And then he says, وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى, and that his striving shall soon be seen. So it clearly tells us to be hardworking and attentive in life and make sure that there is nothing that we could achieve except that we sweat for it. We go for too much of hardworking for it. Then you leave the rest to Allah. Plus the fact that our Almighty Lord shall never leave our efforts with no blessings from the skies above. Before we penetrate through motivation and its consequences, let's go for a short break. Stay tuned.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. You are listening to your program For a Better Life. We are talking about motivation in life and doing our best in achieving our goals, but then leaving the rest to God without feeling sad or depressed for the consequences. Here in this part, we have to point on a very important fact. That is the reason for many of our depressions, and it is, of course, greed. Well, greed and the wish to get more and more of what we desire. Man's needlessness and his satisfaction with what he possesses causes him to feel free from his desires or whatever that is on other people's hand. This is according to our narrations. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The one who is content with what God has given him is the most needless man in the world." Also, he says, "Greed is poverty." Now, we've done a session on greed and satisfaction with whatever we have, but since we talk of wish and desire, inevitably, it's very much important to point out on this very important fact, which is greed, because those who are satisfied and content with their own share would never feel the bitter taste of loss, and they will never get disappointed or depressed because they know that they have done their share of effort and they leave the result to Allah Himself. So, we went through this very important fact that sometimes when we wish something and we go for it through motivation, therein comes greed, and this greed is going to impede in the middle of our salvation because the greedy people are not very much successful. They always have this wish inside of them, which is going to kill them and which is going to lead them nowhere because intentions do matter in a religion. Whatever you do for a good intention, then you're going to be blessed with God's gift that comes from the skies. But whenever you do things with a bad intention, with too much of greed, with selfishness, then of course you're not going to get the desired purpose or result that you are counting on. So before we get to the very last part of today's episode, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Thank you.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back once more. This is For a Better Life. We were talking about motivation, which is very much important in nowadays life, and of course has an important impact on our future. You see that nowadays there are different stages in this world that talk about motivation. There are plenty much of scholars, lecturers who do give some ideas about helping us improve our wish and desire to go on, to carry on, to improve, to try to have efforts in order to get whatever we want. But actually, I do believe that motivation is something that must come from your inside. When you have a soul that is very much connected to the Lord Himself, then there is no worries for you because He is the one who is going to bestow upon you a sort of a feeling, a sort of a wish that is going to make you want to go further, want to improve, want to achieve more. You are more of a flower, more of a tree, let's say, that's got some roots. Those roots are actually your connection with your Allah, with your Lord. And then the leaves of that tree are the efforts that you've done in your life. No matter what, no matter if you have been successful or not, those leaves are going to stay there. And tell you something just right here. Well, at the end of the day, when we are going to appear on the day of judgment, nobody's going to count with whatever you have achieved through your materialistic life. You're going to be judged by your heart, by your mind, by your purity, by whatever that is good that you have helped to grow inside your heart. So at the end, this is the most important thing that counts. So try in your life, be very much motivated, try to even read books that are going to help your motivation to work on, because it's like a tree that you have to water it. And in order to water it, you have to know more, you have to go through much of experiences, talk to some elder people or even younger people who just know different experiences, know different things about how to improve. Go through different things in order just to water your motivation, the tree of motivation inside your soul, and in order to keep going, in order to always find prosperity at the end of the day. And don't worry about the result of whatever effort you make, because I told you, the thing that counts is your experience, is your growth, of course, mental growth, I mean, and the prosperity of your soul and salvation at the end of the day. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you for being with me. Until another session, I leave you to God's protection. May He protect you with His never-slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, He knows.